This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. A day after Barack Obama travels to the CIA to reassure them about the American security mission around the world, another computer spy story from our friend Siobhan Gorman, the Wall Street Journal's intelligence correspondent. Computer spies have reportedly broken into the Pentagon's $300 billion Joint Strike Fighter project. It's the Defense Department's costliest weapons program ever. And Siobhan, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Out there in San Francisco, thanks for being a part of the program. And is this about trying to rip off the design or develop countermeasures to shoot the plane down?
Well, probably both, not necessarily countermeasures to shoot the plane down necessarily, although we don't always know what the motives are. But the concerns about that intelligence officials have about this are threefold, as I understand it. One is that they did leave behind little software tools that might allow them to disrupt the system in the future if in the cleanup process the Pentagon didn't necessarily get rid of all of them. Two is that if you rip off the design, then you obviously know the inherent limitations of a program. And three, if you rip off a design, you can also copy it and perhaps use it yourself.
So cyber intruders, what did they actually enter? Is it some computer that actually designs the plane, or is it the email accounts of the designers and engineers that are working on the project?
Well, it is the design of the plane. The plane itself is kind of divided into at least two components, and it didn't get into the most sensitive systems, the true guts of the plane itself. What it got into, as far as we understand it, is this sort of logistical component of the program, which is what makes this particular plane special and unique. It's that it has this capability to diagnose while it's in flight what problems are, what maintenance problems, what needs to be dealt with. So once it gets to the ground, those can be dealt with immediately. So if you can imagine, it's sort of the equivalent of you going to the doctor and somebody else being able to control what the doctor says.
Well, very sophisticated technology. Who is suspected of being the intruder here?
China. China is commonly sort of fingered in these things, but in the case of the Joint Strike Fighter, there's been an investigation that's been going on since at least last year by the Air Force, and it sounds like they've found, sort of the equivalent of digital fingerprints and internet protocol addresses that have been used in the past by China in their experience to attack U.S. systems. China argues in this case and in other cases that it's very easy to fake your identity in cyberspace. And so, China says, no, we're not doing this. It's somebody who's pretending to be us.
Well, finally, Siobhan, is it possible that the supplier network for this $300 billion Joint Strike Fighter project includes Taiwanese, even Chinese companies?
It is possible. Often, one of the big problems in cybersecurity matters is actually that it's very hard to know who all is involved in a supply chain, particularly with a project that's this complex. I mean, it involves contractors in nine different countries, certainly not specifically China, but there are suppliers to these contractors, and it's very hard to control such a disparate network of contractors.
Well, another fantastic story. Siobhan Gorman, the Wall Street Journal's intelligence correspondent, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
She broke the story of computer spies reportedly breaking into the Pentagon's $300 billion Joint Strike Fighter project. That's the Defense Department's costliest weapons program ever.